I'm Health Coach Heather, and you are listening to episode 184, How I Manifested My Dream Home. You are listening to the Healthy Families Rule podcast, hosted by Health Coach Heather, master health coach and wellness educator specializing in family health. This show is about raising a strong, healthy, resilient family with confidence and courage in a confused world. So hang out with me each week to learn practical coaching tips, parenting advice, nutrition suggestions, and stress reducers to apply to your mental and physical well-being. Before we jump into this podcast episode, I want to let you guys know that I have a YouTube channel and I've changed the name. It went from Health Coach Heather to Nourishing Connections. And I feel this name, Nourishing Connections, is really embodying everything I do as a coach through nutrition, health, mental health, family, traditional family values, all in one. So head on over to YouTube. Look for Nourishing Traditions and find my channel there. Subscribe and listen to all the videos I have on there from years back, and it's only going to get better from here on out. On with the podcast. All right, you guys, I am now in my brand new office recording this podcast, episode 183. And this is a podcast episode all about how I manifest the home that I'm in right now. And I want to just let you know, this was years in the making to get me to this point, to be ready for this gorgeous, amazing house that I am living in right now. A house that ticks every box on my wish list. It is just phenomenal. So to properly give you this whole story, I want to say that I'm 41 years old. I've processed a ton of shame around not owning a house up until this point, like being late to the game. These were all thoughts that I've had, not feeling like I'm good enough, not feeling like it's ever going to happen. And it's not useful thinking those thoughts. I will tell you that right now. Back sometime last year, I really started some deep energy work as far as tapping goes, EFT tapping, and manifesting dream home meditations. So I would listen to these meditations in the evenings or in the mornings when I'd be on my walk with Tito. And I just would get that in my ear all the time. About your dream home. I found a really good one that was helpful for my brain to come up with the vision for the kind of house that I wanted to live in. So I could kind of picture it in my head, what it had. But to properly tell this story even further, we have to go all the way back to the year 2005 when I was married to Grant, and we always had dreams to own a home. Always. And Dax came in 2008 and we moved to Georgia. In 2009, after a lot of prayer of trying to find friends and hoping that I could at least make one friend there, I did. I made friends with Brittany, who is my best friend still. And she and I went to the same church together and our husbands were in chiropractic school together. And we hung out all the time. We went on vacations together. They ate dinner at our house. We ate dinner at their house. We just shared a lot of time together with them. And I remember, and Grant and I did live in a cute little house that we were renting right there in Georgia. And the house next door to us came up for rent. And Brittany and I just kind of devised a plan to get her into that house so we could live by each other. But as circumstances came up, it just wasn't the right timing for them to move into that house next door. So she and I were both really sad about that. In 2012, Grant graduated from chiropractic school. We ended up moving to Elk, Washington, and lived on a piece of property and a beautiful farmhouse that was owned by my in-laws, Grant's parents. And we spent 2 years there. And we really tried to make a business work so that one day we could build a house up there and just live there, and it would be beautiful, and it would be out in the country, and just kind of a dream come true. But as you try to plan your life, other things get in the way, correct? Life just happens and you have to shift your plan, and we just couldn't make it work any way we swung it. So we had to close doors on that business, and we moved down to Arizona because he had a job opportunity here. And he started to work as a chiropractor down here. And we rented a nice little home, a 1,300 square foot home in Val Vista Lakes. And we really did enjoy our life there for 9.5 years. We lived there. And let me tell you, I said to myself, I'm only going to be renting this house for 2 years tops. And then we're going to buy a house, and then we'll have our own place and it will be fine. Well, 2 years turned into 9 years, my friends, 9.5 years of just waiting and hoping, dreaming that one day I'd have a house. I didn't get serious about visualization and manifestation until, like I told you, it was about last year sometime, listening to different dream home manifestations, thinking about it, visualizing it, sleeping on it, meditating on it, just really allowing magic to happen and seeing if it would happen. And then it was, like I said, my friend moving to this street, she was ready to buy a house, saying, you got to go look at that house. We looked at the house. We loved the house. Right after we saw the house, you know, we both knew this would be the perfect house for us, but how on earth are we going to buy this house? We're not in a place to buy a house yet. So we ended up just saying, I just said, you know what, Grant, let's find out what we qualify for and let's just see where we're at financially to see if we could make it work in any way. So I checked in with a lender, and that was a painful wait. I was trying all weekend for him to get back to me, and I think he was working as fast as he could too, and it was just trying to get the numbers together before she put this house on the market. We saw the house on Saturday. She was putting it on the market on the next Wednesday. And I was just trying to get all the information before then. And at this time, Grant's father had moved in with us, and he had been with us for just a week. And then he went over to Colorado to do some therapy work down there. So he was gone for a whole week. And it was during that week that we came and looked at the house. And Grant was talking to his dad on the phone and, you know, like they do, just checking in. And Grant had mentioned that we had looked at a house that would be perfect for all of us. It actually had an upstairs that was an attic turned into an in-law suite. So it has its own little living room area, its own little bedroom, and then its own bathroom, which is a gorgeous space. And he was telling his dad about this. His dad was kind of getting excited, and he said, okay, well, when I get home Tuesday, let's go look at the house. So I made arrangements with the homeowner because I had already met her once already, remember, with Grant. And I made arrangements for my father-in-law and I to come walk through the house on Tuesday. And it was Monday that I got the news back from the lender that we just did not qualify for what she was asking for this house. And my heart was just like sunk. And we knew that the only way for this to happen is if the homeowner would carry the deed to the house and kind of she would carry the loan for us. And we would pay her the money instead of the bank. Well, my father-in-law walked through the house, loved the house, and then came the time when we had to kind of ask this big ask of her and say, look, we didn't qualify for what you're asking for this house, but if you will carry the loan for us, we will make the payments on this house up to what, you know, whatever we need to, that you're asking for this house or whatever. And she just said, no, I can't do that. I cannot do that. I need that money and I cannot do that. And so that was kind of our Hail Mary last kind of attempt to get the house. And so we walked away from the house, and it was like then within the next 2 days, someone else had made an offer on this house. And I got to tell you, I knew in my bones, in my gut, that this house was supposed to be my house. I don't know if you've ever had that feeling before when you walk through something and you just, the energy of it, it's just, it rings through every bone in your body and you just know it's yours. Like, this is your house. So the thought of having somebody else be under contract for that, for the house, like day one of learning that information, I was okay. It was day two where it sunk in, where I was really in a funk and I was sad. And for those of you who follow me on Instagram and my Instagram stories, I was kind of taking you all on this journey with me. And at the same time, I recorded a podcast called How to Process Disappointment. And it was all about getting through that disappointment of not getting this house. So I was processing all that disappointment. And I was out on a walk with my dog, Tito, and my neighbors were walking their dog too. And we just got to talking for a little bit. And I just casually mentioned how, I was just trying to buy a house, didn't qualify. And they were like, hey, you know, we're lenders. Why don't you let us try to run the numbers and see if we can't get something better for you worked up? And I was like, well, I mean, it doesn't matter right now, but okay, like, it's fine. We'll just kind of spend the next year, maybe 2 years even, trying to get into a place where we can, you know, up the limit on what they'll give us as far as that goes. And, but go ahead and run the numbers. And so he did run the numbers. And I think it was within the next 2 or 3 days from there that he had a little bit better figures for me, but it still wasn't enough like to qualify for this house. And it was at that point where I ended up getting a text from the homeowner of the house. And she said, guess what? Well, let me back up a little bit. You know what's coming anyways. I was listening to some of my manifestations on getting your dream home again, as I was on my walks, even when someone else was under contract for this house. And you had to visualize the house you wanted, etc. And my brain could not go to any other kind of house but this house. So I was still in manifestation and visualization of this house, even though I knew that somebody else was going to buy this house. It was no longer going to be mine. I was still in the energy of every space of this house is the house I'm going to live in. I just couldn't see anything else in my visualizations. So I just want to tell you that, because it was just like a couple of days after I'd been doing this visualization work that the homeowner texted me and said, guess what? That contract fell through for the first people who want to buy my house, and you have another opportunity. Can you get it together? And I was like, oh my gosh, seriously, I have another chance to get this house. Let me just talk to the lender again. Let me talk to my father-in-law. Let me talk to Grant. Let's see what we're going to do. And so I brought it up with everybody that night. And it was like, I'm trying to remember exactly what it was like, because it was like a few days before I had brought it up with them. My father-in-law had come out that morning and he kind of had some tears in his eyes. And he said, you know, I've been wanting to help you guys get a house for a long time, and I want to help you guys get a house. And we were like, what? And he just, you know, he said, what he wanted to help us with and whatever. And I was taking that back to the lender, and he was like, oh yeah, like, if you could do that, here's what we'll do. And that And with the offer my father-in-law gave us, we kind of worked the numbers and it put us in a good position to get this house if it were to come up again for sale, or a different house around that price range. So what happened was I got a text a few days later, and it was the homeowner of this house saying, "Hey, this house has come up again." I talked to everybody. We said, "Okay, great. We need to get a contract written up. We need to put an offer in right now." So we were already, like, the seeds were already planted and already in place to jump on this again. And I will say this too. I had a lot of fears, like, how are we going to get out of our contract for this rental we're in? I just signed for another year. There were so many things that I was like afraid of. And when I pulled out the rental agreement, guess what? It didn't start till July 1st. And this was like mid-June where all of this news was coming at me. And I was like, oh my gosh, we've got 2 weeks and we don't have to re-sign the contract. It was seriously, you guys, like everything was aligning perfectly the way I needed it to align in order to get into this house. From planting the seeds in my father-in-law's heart to wanting to help, to my neighbors saying, hearing my story on a walk, wanting to redo the numbers, to my manifesting techniques I was doing, this meditation stuff, all of it was coming together, like in perfect harmony, like the universe does. And I'm just so blown away at all of that. So I gotta say, we waited, we put our offer in, and Tammy accepted the offer. And so we were kind of under contract for this house and just waiting to hear back from the bank and all this stuff that had to happen. And I know it like moves fast according to paperwork and everything. It took about, I want to say like, well, what's the date today? It took about a month, to be honest. So for me, that was a very slow month of waiting for things to get in alignment for us to get into this house. But the very cool thing was Tammy all along the way was like, and she's the homeowner of this house, and she's in another house. She had all her stuff moved out. She said, you know, if things start to progress and move along and this is looking like a done deal, you guys can just start moving your stuff over here and putting it in the garage and storage areas and stuff. So when my heart like knew for sure that this house was ours, even though I hadn't gotten the yes from the bank yet, I just knew internally like it was all going to go perfectly and it was fine. Like as soon as I felt calm about that, I was able to move stuff over and get a big chunk of the work done in advance before the bank came back and said, yes, this is officially yours, whatever, you know. So I had to wait. I had to wait for the yes to get the key to the house, but I had the code to get in through the garage and just kind of bring stuff into the garage and stuff. So guys, I'm now like this week, and I'm tired. I really am. So if I'm not saying the words right and it's not coming out right, just know like I am exhausted, because I got to tell you, the first time we tried to get the house, and we got the news from that first lender that we just didn't qualify, it was within 24 hours that I was applying for all kinds of other full-time jobs. And I knew I needed to have the extra income just to boost our income up to look better for the future when we would be ready to buy a house. Because owning a business, it's never a sure thing. And even though it's been a while since I've been coaching, it just wasn't a sure thing every month. And I needed it to be a sure thing every month. So I said, okay, if I'm going to go back to work full time, what kind of work do I want to do? Well, I love to cook. I wouldn't mind a restaurant job. Okay. So if it's a restaurant job, what kind of restaurant job? Okay. A breakfast place. Because if I get out early enough, I can be home with my kids, and I love getting up early in the morning. I can just go do something. So then I just started to apply at all these bakeries. around the area, and I got a job at Rise Up Bakery, a nice, cute mom and pop bakery that's just growing and flourishing. And it's like God's bakery. It's just, we make amazing stuff there. But I go into work 5:30 in the morning, and I'm there till about 12:30, 1 o'clock, and I'm home. And then I start my next job, which is my coaching job, or my neurofeedback, which we're trying to get going to. I've mentioned that a few times. So it's given me financial freedom to have this other job and not stress about my coaching and trying to sell my coaching so much. That pressure is totally off, which is a really great thing. But it comes at a cost too. Yes, I get to live in this beautiful home and help out with that, but I don't get to be home as often with my kids, and they're raising themselves in a lot of ways, and they're old enough to do that. Yes, but it's hard because I'm tired at night. I don't have the energy to kind of stay up late, and I just need to be in bed so I can get up early and do my thing. And I'm willing to pay that price, you guys, to be in this gorgeous, gorgeous house with my family and help provide this for my family. So this wasn't just all on Grant. I don't just have that kind of lifestyle where your husband makes enough money to buy a nice 2,000 to 3,000 square foot home for your family that's just in immaculate shape and gorgeous. I mean, that's really what this house is. Even though it was built in 84, there's been so many upgrades, and it's so beautiful. So, so beautiful. I wish I could walk you through it. And I have on Instagram stories, but maybe I'll do it again now that it's getting decorated and getting really cute. But I am always been a woman who's willing to work hard and willing to do whatever it takes. So I went and got that other job to help with debt, to help with extra income so that we could get into a house. And after I got that job, it was like, again, Tammy texting me saying the house is up, father-in-law saying he wants to help. Like everything was happening at once, like all this amazing good stuff. So this was not an easy thing to get, in my opinion, especially going through the emotions of the disappointment of losing the house to somebody else first. And I will say that after she accepted our offer, the day after, she got a cash offer for like, I want to say it was like $50,000 over what we had offered. Crazy, huh? So she didn't end up taking that offer. Of course, she took our offer. And it was just an amazing experience. And now here I am recording this for you in my beautiful home office studio. And I think what I want to take away from this is you have to give more time and attention to what you want in your life versus what you don't have. All my life, I think I've been putting more attention on comparing myself or wishing things were different or thinking about things I didn't have and wanted versus really putting the time and attention into what I wanted my life to look like, my finances, my business, my family life. So really the next version of me in manifestation would be to manifest, obviously, more clients and get to a point where that really picks up and I could back off some other things and just relax a little bit and not have to do all the things I'm doing right now. Like get paid more and work less, the dream, right? So I just need to spend a lot of time. And when I say a lot, I mean a couple times a day, 20 minutes each, like just really in that visualization of what I want for my life. And this is what I'd want for you guys too. Picture the body you want. Picture the spouse, your spouse and you, and that what that relationship looks like. Your relationship with your kids, your family dynamic. And of course, if you're trying to manifest a better home, you have to get into the visualization of what you want that home to look like until it becomes a reality for you. And you also have to be willing to let go of not knowing how it's going to happen. But that's where the magic comes in, because we wouldn't have been able to get this house if my father-in-law had not had the prompting that he wanted to help. And I had no idea that that was even coming. So you never know who is going to come along and help you or what other things are going to pop into your life to make a reality for you, like a goal, a dream, a wish come to you. But don't expect that either. But stay in manifestation and visualization of it. Let go of needing to know how it's going to happen and just trust that it will and believe that it will and get into that feeling in your body of what it feels like to be in that space of having what it is that you want. I truly believe that that's how I manifest this house. Like, honestly, I take full credit, almost complete full credit for us getting this house. And the cherry on top, you guys, is that I get to live two doors down from my very best friend. We manifest this together in 2009. It didn't come into fruition until 2023, but we manifest this together, her and I, way back then. This was already in the works because we had already wanted it so bad. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that the most beautiful story you've ever heard? And now I'm looking out my office French door window here. It's just gorgeous. And I can see the hallway and entryway area. And my best friend's daughter, who happens to be the same age as my daughter, or really close to it, they're over here playing hide and seek. She's over here. Our kids are playing together. And it brings me so much joy that everybody has a space now. My daughter has her own bedroom. My son has his own bedroom. My father-in-law has a whole top floor to himself up there. And it's amazing. Even Tito, my little doggy, has a doggy door. I have a storage shed in my backyard that's to die for. It holds all the Christmas stuff. I don't have to keep it in the garage anymore. We can actually park in the garage. This is a dream. This is a huge dream and a huge blessing and a huge gift from God. So I have been just in gratitude and awe and amazement at what the Lord has done for me and giving and bringing this to me. But I also have a lot of gratitude for myself for putting in the time to think about this and visualize it, to letting it become a reality until it did. I can't wait to see what happens in my future with my coaching, because I have put out there for years now that I'm a $2 million coach. Like, that's what I make a year. I just say that. I've said that for years now. So to be able to get to the point where I'm going to be watching that happen is awesome. And I don't know how it's going to happen. I just know that someday it will happen. And it's going to happen right here in this office. And I'm so blessed and I'm so excited for that moment, because it's going to allow me to do so many more things for so many people and help so many people out that I just can't wait to help and be there for. And just what a blessing, you guys, truly. You can have whatever it is you want if it's on your mind and on your heart and you're getting the negative energy and the negative vibe out of your body. Like, you cannot be in both emotions. You cannot be in that doubt and that frustration. Stay in belief, stay in manifestation, stay in visualization, and watch your dreams come true. Have a beautiful weekend. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode. I will see you next week. Did you love this podcast episode? Hey, did you know that I am a life coach for families? I help couples who are struggling to get along and stay connected, have more love, more connection, more communication in their marriage. I also help families connect with their children more so that you can have harmony in the home. If you would like to work with me as a life coach to support your family on their journey to health and happiness, both mentally and physically, you're going to fill out an application. We'll get on a call, a consult call, and we'll take some time to talk about your specific needs and desires, where you'd like your family to go. And then you can learn about my coaching and if we'd be a great fit for each other. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing this podcast episode with your friends. Have a beautiful day.